Bezras Hashem's Baruch, today's daf is Chav Gimel Meseches Bava Kamma. It is 1414 daf in Shas. We are going to continue with an analysis of the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether Isha is Mishum Chitzav or Mishum Mona. Again, yesterday we learned that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that the reason one is Chayiv for one's fire, even if the fire goes on its own, as long as it's within a ruach mitsuya, then in such an instance, a normal wind, then in such an instance, the halacha is that it's considered the chetz, the arrow of the individual that lit it. Reish Lakish disagrees, and Reish Lakish is of the opinion that the chiyuv for Eish is because just like your ox is your mammon, and therefore you're responsible to guard it, so too your fire is like your mammon, and therefore you're responsible to guard it. On yesterday's daf, the Gemara had brought many rayas for Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish attempted to deflect every single one of those rayas, some of them in very, very sharp ways. The Gemara will continue an analysis of that machlokis, and then our Gemara is going to discuss the implication of the Mishnah, where we had learned that if a person allows his dog to go and take a hot cookie, which is smoldering hot, eat it, and then the dog goes and places it on a haystack and burns down the haystack, so the Mishnah tells us that one is chayiv on the haystack chatzi nezek, dependent on whether you learn like Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish. As already alluded to yesterday, you would explain the Mishnah differently. The Gemara then will go on to describe the precise chiyuv of the Baal HaKelev for the charara, for the actual eating of the cookie. Why exactly and how is he chayiv? In general, we've discussed that the halacha is that one is chayiv for shame when one's animal eats because of uvir b'steyacher. So the Gemara is going to discuss how does this qualify as uvir b'steyacher. How exactly do we define it? The Gemara discusses maybe you should even raise the possibility that the mouth of the animal is considered a separate rishus, to which the Gemara then says, we'll say, that how do we ever have a case of being chay b'chatzar nizik if we view the mouth of the animal as being a separate rishus? That's going to get the Gemara to introduce some very interesting ukimtas in it describing the halachos of shame. So let's Beis Hashem begin. Bottom line, Chav Beis Amibes. The Gemara had just quoted Rava four lines from the bottom of Chav Beis Amibes. We had learned yesterday where Rava said that the simple reading of the Pasuk of Kiseitze Eish Umatza Koitzim, Shalem Yishalem Hamavir Es HaBeira, that when your fire goes out and finds flammable material, as long as there wasn't a violent wind, it's considered as if you lit the fire. Sounds like you lit the fire directly, sounds like Isho Mishum Chitzav. So Rava quotes that the Pasuk supports Rabbi Yochanan, as well, continues the Gemara today, Masnisa, the bottom line of Beis and Beis, Disanya. A Bryce also seems to support it. Pasuk HaKosav Benizke Mamon, V'siyem Benizke Gufa. The Bryce describes that the Pasuk of Kiseitze Eish starts out describing the act of your items, your niske mammon, and it concludes as if you had damaged. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Shal Yishalem Hamavir," the one who lit, sounds like that it's his arrow, it's his punch. Lo melecha, to tell you, isha mishem chitzav. So the Braisa seems to support this exact idea that the pasuk is telling us that Shalem Yishalem Mavir Speira, that Isho is Mishum Chitzav. The Gemara, though, says that Abaye had a problem. Omar Rava, Kashalei La Abaye. Abaye had the following Kashalei. Man the Omar, Isho Mishum Chitzav. According to the Man the Omar that says, your fire is considered as if it's your arrow. Tomun Be'esh, the Potter Rachman, Heichem Mishkachasla. How do you have the case of Tomun by Esh? Where do you have a Chiyuv of Tamun Ba'esh? In other words, we know that there is a Gzeres HaKosuv that we're going to have later on in our Perek that says that if the fire damages something that's been, that's not revealed, that's hidden, the halacha is your potter when it comes to esh. Now, if you're going to say that isha is mishum chitzav, so if someone punches something or shoots an arrow at something, and it happens to be that it's hidden, at the end of the day, there's no reason to differentiate between tamun and non-tamun. So says Abaye, Amar Rav Akasha, Abaye, Abaye felt it's difficult. L'mandam mishum isha mishum chitza. According to Mandam, that says that we consider one's fire like one's arrow. Tamun beish, the tapatu rachman heichem mishkachasla. So where will you have a case of tamun beish? In other words, there's no reason that you should be potter by Tamun if Isha's Mishum Chitzav. V'nichalei, and I made it good for him, I answered him, Kigon, in other words, Rav says I answered Abaye, Kigon Shenafla Dleika L'Osa Chatzer, there was a fire that began in a courtyard, V'nafla Gader Shalom Machmas Dleika, and then a fence fell down, V'holcha V'dleika V'zika B'chatzer Acheres, and then it caused the fence to catch on fire. Imagine as if there was a strong brick wall in between the domain that had a fire and the domain that didn't. A strong brick wall to burn it down takes a tremendous amount of heat. And with this fire, if it would burn down at all, if this fire would not penetrate into the other chatzer. However, the gader fell down. So in such a case, it's no longer the chetz of the perpetrator within whose rishus, within his chatzer, it started. So then in such a case, says the Gemara, dahasam kalu lechatzav, it's not considered his arrow, and therefore if there was tamun in the other rishus that had been originally protected at the time of the fire by a brick wall, but ultimately came down, then it would make sense that you are potter. Says the Gemara, Iyachi le'inyin golos nami kalu lechatzav. Then the same should apply in regards to, if you're going to say that it's no longer connected to the individual, it's no longer his chetz, so then not only should he be potter on tamin, le'inyin iyachi le'inyin golu nami kalu lechatzav, then he shouldn't be chayiv even for the revealed items that were damaged. So the Gemara doesn't like this teretz. Ela l'man d'islam mishum chotzav. According to Mandam, it says that your esh is like your arrow. Isle nami mishum memoinoi. He agrees that you're chayiv on two different levels. Number one, mishum chitzav. Number one, it's also your mamon. Ukegon shahayu loy l'goidra v'lo gadra. We're talking about a case where he should have put up a fence after the fire started. He should have prevented, says Rashi, Dibra Maskil Veloy Gadra, that he should have prevented it the moment in which he saw the fire to start. Dahasam Shorahu. Then your Chayiv, because like your Mamon, not like your Chetz. Why? Because the moment you started the fire, then it wasn't expected that the fire was going to go that far. When he sees that it's going that far, so then he had enough time to put up a fence. He should have put up a fence, and he didn't. So then he's chayiv as if he sees his shor is going to damage. And v'lo tafach bape, and he didn't prevent the shor from going to do the damage. The Gemara is now satisfied with this teretz, but the Gemara now needs to clarify then what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. V'chi me'acher asks the Gemara halfway through Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, first word on the line is Tefach or Tafach. V'chi me'achar demand the Islay mishum chitzav, Islay nabi mishum mamaynai. If we're going to say that the man, the Omar, who holds Isha mishum chitzav, Rabbi Yochanan, also holds mamaynai, that there are times that you'll be mechayiv for Eish, even though it's not his chetz, but it's his mamon, so my beinayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Answers the Gemara beautifully, Ika beinayu l'chayvoi ba'arba dvorim. The nafkamina is going to be whether the Eish is your chetz, and therefore if you injure another person in a bodily manner, do you have to pay the five dvorim of chavala? According to Mandam, Rashi explains in the Bar Maschil l'chayvo that you're like, it's your arrow, so then you have to pay arba dvarma, as if he's chovel. According to Mamar's Mamono, he does not. Now the Gemara goes on to analyze the next part of the Mishnah. We learned alacharora on the case of where the dog ate the biscuit, ate the hot cookie, so that mishalim nezek shalim, valagadish mishalim chetzi nezek. Man chayiv, says the Gemara, who is chayiv to pay for the gadish? Baal kelev, the simple reading of the Mishnah, is the owner of the dog. Asks the Gemara, v'lichayiv nami baal gacheles, why don't we say that the baal gacheles should also be chayiv? At the end of the day, he left his fire and it went and it damaged with the agency of the kelev, but at the end of the day he left it susceptible to the dog. Says the Gemara, b'shishima gachalasa, he was guarding it. Asks the Gemara, b'shishima gachalasa, my boy kelev hasam, how did the dog get to it if he guarded it? Says the Gemara, b'shichatar, the dog was a sharp dog and it dug underneath the wall and got it, but the baal gacheles was not poshe at all. Amar Rav Mari Brave Derev Kahana. Rav Mari Brave Derev Kahana now deduces the following halacha. Zos Omeres, what comes out from what we had just said, Stam Dlosos Chasuros Hein, Eitzel Kelev. That in general, even if one has a door that's built to protect something, one's dog, one has to guard from getting it under the door. That even stam dlosos could be furrowed under by a kelev, and therefore the baal kelev is chayiv. Period. Says Gemara, four lines from the bottom, to achla hechla. Where did the dog eat the cookie? Ilema to achla begedish da'alma. If you're going to say he took the cookie somewhere else, and he ate it in a gedish, which was in public property, on a gedish in public property. Habayino vir b'stei acher, to be chayiv on shein, which is the reason why you're chayiv when your dog eats a cookie. It's the shein that is chayiv. So then the pasuk tells us clearly, uvier b'stei acher. We've learned many a time already that to be chayiv for shein, you need to do it b'chatzer hanizik, v'leka. And you said in this case, the gedish, the haystack, was in the Rishus HaRabim. Says the Gemara, lo, tzricha, the case must be, we need to say the case is, the achla b'gedish debal charara. That you're chayiv because the baal charara owned a gedish and the dog settled, picked up his cookie, and he settled in a comfortable area in the chatzer of the nizik, who owned both the cookie, which the dog furrowed into his rishus to get to the cookie, and he settled in on his gedish, on his haystack. And therefore, the hezek took place b'rishus hanizik, and it would make sense that one would be chayiv uvir b'stei acher. Says the Gemara, tivsha tepi para kechatzer hanizik dami. Then we can infer another halacha going on to Amud Beis, that the mouth of the dog is considered like the chatzer hanizik. Di'i kechatzer hamazik dami, because if we consider it like the chatzer hamazik, leimole my boy refitcha b'puma de kalboy. Let the owner of the dog say, what is your food doing in my dog's mouth? I think that expression is as follows, that the Gemara is saying that at the end of the day, he could always say, it no longer took place in the Chatzar HaMizdik. And once we consider the dog's mouth a separate rishus, so then the guy could say, well, it's no longer, the hezek no longer took place in your rishus, and you're responsible to get it out of the mouth of my dog. Says the Gemara, it must be that we assume that even though the dog is in the chatzer hanizik, and the cookie is in the dog's mouth, all of that's considered the rishus of the nizik, and we don't say that the dog's mouth is kechatzer hamazik. D'ibayilei, the Gemara tells you, I'll tell you why I'm struggling with this, because we once had this as a shayla. Pi par kechatzer nizik dami or kechatzer hamazik dami. Do you consider the mouth of the animal that's damaging as part of the chatzer nizik, or is it a separate rishus kechatzer hamazik? V'yamir kechatzer hamazik dami. And if you're going to say it's kechatzer hamazik, shein dechayv rachmanei chemishkachasla, then you'll never become chayiv. The Gemara is not convinced that that's the only way to learn the case that one would be chayiv when one's dog ate in the rishus of the nizik a cookie. That you don't have to assume that the mouth of the dog is considered like the chatzar hanizik as well. Amar of Mari Brady of Kana Kigunshin is chachcha bakoisa lahanasa vetanfa peros lahanasa. Here Rav Mari introduces a very important klal in Hilchos Nezikin. Shein, argues Rav Mari, is not only, and probably most agree with this, is not only if an animal eats something. The unique property of shein, we learned in the first parak, is shekein hanasa lazeika, that the animal gets hana when it damages. Therefore, Rav Mari says, you could have a case of shein that has nothing to do with eating. If the animal rubs against the wall to derive benefit, and it's tinfa peros lahanasa, you're going to be chayiv. Therefore, in a case in which the Torah says that you're chayiv for shein, even if you're going to say the mouth of the animal is kechatzar hamazik, and eating is not a classic case of shein, we will be able to construct a case of shein in which it goes into the rishus hanizik and it rubs against the wall. Of course, this is quite a chiddush, because we now turn shein on its head. Shein is no longer a case in where an animal is eating, then that would be Bershus Hamazik, and one would not be chayiv for Uvir B'Steacher, but would be something along the lines of Nischacha B'Kosel HaNasa. Maskevlar Marzutra, Marzutra says, are you serious? This is your case of shein? V'Be'ina Kashivara HaGol Ad Tumay. The Torah also describes, in regards to shein, as we learned in the first parak, Michalia Karna, that shein also needs to qualify in the manner in which that the mouth destroys ad tumo based on the pasuk in Malachim, as we saw in the first parak. Ravina gives a technical answer. Ravina Amar, Dishof Tzalme, he was rubbing against stones, and when he rubbed against it, they were entirely destroyed. In other words, a big wall will not be destroyed, but a strong animal against stones can actually ruin the stones entirely. Rav Ashi Amar, de passe pisue. We're talking about where the animal rolled on top of fruits and sent them into concrete, tit, and you couldn't take them out. So the fruit was entirely destroyed. So quite an ukimta that Rav Mari gives us. Tashma, the Gemara now tries to prove that the mouth of a parah is considered like the chatzar nizik. Shisa boyas hakelev. If someone sicks his dog after someone, shisa boyas hanachash, or sicks a snake after someone, potter, they're exempt. What? Potter? Man potter, who's potter? Mishase potter, the one who did the sicking is potter, v'chayiv balakelev. The owner who's required to watch his animal, he's going to be chayiv. V'i amir kechatzar hamazik domi. And if you're going to say that the mouth of the animal is like the courtyard of the mazik, le mole, let the owner of the dog say, ma boy yotcha bepume de cowboy, what were you doing putting your hand in the mouth of my dog? Now the injured person is going to say, because someone sicked the dog after me, I didn't put my hand in. That doesn't necessarily mean that the defendant won't get paid at all. Maybe the one who sicked him is going to be chayiv. But if we view the mouth of the dog as the chatzar hamazik, so then in such a case, there's always the question of what was your hand doing in my dog's mouth. So at least the balakel should be potter. Ema potter, af mishase. No, says the Gemara. What we mean to say is that the one who sicked the dog is also potter. What would, and ena chinami? The balakelev is going to be potter as well, because he's going to say you put the hand in the chatzar hamazik. Why would the one who sicked the dog be potter? So Rashi says it's grumman benazikin potter. He riled up the dog, but he didn't do the actual hezik. So it's a terrible thing to do. It's grama. You'll probably be chay medine shemayim. We're going to have later on in our mesechta. But at the end of the day, midine adam, he's going to be potter. Vibayisema, or else I could give you another teretz, to apke lenive visarte, that the dog gnashed him with his teeth without putting the hand inside his mouth. So then there's no problem of the dog being like the chotzer of the mazik. The dog, his mouth didn't take the hand, but rather it bit with its teeth. It scratched and tore with its teeth without the hand going into his mouth, and therefore he'd be chayiv as damaging Bershus Hanizik. Gemara attempts another proof. Tashma, Hishich Bayis Hanochash. If you sick a snake after somebody, Rav Yehuda Mechayiv, Vechacham and Poitrim. Rav Yehuda says, you're chayiv. This is a case in Sanhedrin, which is actually a Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, that if you sick a snake, Rav Yehuda says you're chayiv, and the Chachamim says you're potev. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, kishetim tzalam el divrei Rav Yehuda. What was the case according to Rav Yehuda? Aras nachash ben shinav huome. The poison of the snake is sitting between its teeth. In other words, it's like using the snake as a sword. Lefichach makish b'saif. It's considered as if you killed him with a sword. What is the reason why the Chacham say potter? V'nachash potter de v'chachamim? Eres nachash me'atzmo meki. No, we don't consider the poison as sitting by his teeth, but rather the snake bites, and then it exerts the poison. Lefichach nachash beskila. Therefore, the nachash is the murderer, umekish potter. Now, it could very well be, we're not arguing how the poisonous glands of a snake works, but conceptually, how do we look at the nachash? Do we look at the nachash as a live sword, or do you look at the nachash as being a grama of the fellow causing him to die, that the nachash is the murderer, and the sword, and the nachash is not an extension of the hand of the one who sicks the animal? That's the machlokes over there in Sanhedrin. Analyzes the Gemara, v'i amrit pi para kechatzar amazik domi. And if we're going to say the mouth of an animal is considered the chatzar the mazik, le mole, then why are you chayiv to put the snake to death according to the Rabbanan? Let the Baal HaNachash say the following. Why did you put your hand in the mouth of something that is mine? My damaging snake. Why did you put yourself in that position? If you say that the Pi HaNachash and Pi HaParis Kechatzar Nizik, then they went in and went to damage somebody else. But if you're going to be Mechadesh, a Pi HaParis Kechatzar Amazik, so then the Baal HaNachash should be potter. Says the Gemara, le'inyin k'tola lo amrina. When it comes to killing the nachash, we don't say that svara. When it comes to nezikin, there's a special halacha that we learned in the Mishnah. Rashi explains it, Dibra Mascha lo amrina, on daftesa mebeis, ve'chutz merushus amyuchedes lamazik. If it's a rushus that's miyuchedes lamazik, then one is potter. We don't see that a killer animal is not put to death even if it took place Burishus Hamazik, and therefore Ininktala Lo Amrinan. Uminat Timra. And how do we know that when it comes to killing the Nachash, we don't say this? The Sani we learn in Braisa Nichnas Khatzer Balabai Shlebishus Fenokhoi Shore Shel Balabais Umeis Hashkar Beskilo Bailin Potamina Koifer. The Alochi is that the animal, the killer animal, is put to death even though it went into the Rishus of the mazik. The mazik is potter from kofer, but the animal is still put to death. Bailin pot pturim in a kofer my time. Domele bershusa my boyis. The reason why you're potter from the kofer, analyzes the Gemara, because the mazik could say, what were you doing in my rishus? However, Shoyrei Nami regards to his animal, Lemele my bus bershusi, elinin ktala lo yaminin. We don't say this in regards to ktala. In other words, that this Gzeres HaKasa Rishus HaMazik doesn't apply to the fact that the animal is a murderer. The Gemara now tells us a couple of stories about animals that were mazik cases of being mazik brishus hanizik and brishus hamazik. Hanu easy to be tarbu. There were goats that belonged to the family of tarbu davu mafsidu leli Rav Yosef. It was causing loss to Rav Yosef that they were going and eating from the fields of Rav Yosef. Amale Abaye. So Abaye suggested to Rav Yosef the following etza. Ema izil. Excuse me, I skipped a line. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said to him, Zil emaluhu lemarayu delitzninu. Tell the owners that they should guard their goats. Amalei. Abaye said back to Rav Yosef. In other words, Rav Yosef said to Abaye, go tell them to lock up their goats. Abaye said, Ema amai. Is that a correct argument? They could say back to me. Amai Yizel, why I should go? They will say to Yez Lina, because if I do go, Amrili, they're going to say to me, Ligdar Marg Di Rabare, let him build the fence. Why do we have to hold them in? You build the fence. V'igodar. And if this is the correct halacha, like Abaye is suggesting to Rav Yosef, that the B'nai Tarba could say, you build a fence, Shein D'chai Rachman Eicha Mishkach Esla, how will you ever have a case of shame in which the owner of the animals are going to be chayiv if the burden is always on the Bala Sada to build a fence, says the Gemara, Kisha Chasra. Number one, if the animal furrowed in, then that will be Uvir V'steacher, Inami D'nafal Guda B'layla, or the fence fell down in the middle of the night. So it turns out that even though the Torah says uvir b'steacher, if an animal goes into your field and eats your produce, the animal bala behema, the bala is, the bala kelev is going to be chayiv, that's only if you built the appropriate fence. Machrez Rav Yosef, a similar halach, Rav Yosef called out v'itema rabba. Some say that this was rabba. Desulkin le'ila, those who come up from there, that means those who come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, udinachasin litata, and those who go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. You have to know this halacha. Hani izu deshuka, that if there are goats that are being brought into the shuk to be slaughtered, demafsidi, that they go and they damage and they eat other people's fruits, masrinan bimarayu treu tlasazimna, you should warn the owners two or three times, eat sayis tsayis, and if they listen to guard them, then great, vilo, and if they don't, amrinle, tell them, tiv amasta vikabel zusech, go and slaughter them before you wanted to, and get some money for them, and you're allowed to demand for them to do that, even though it's not going to be the day of the shuk. So the bottom line is, you're allowed to request that the animals be slaughtered early in order to protect against damage in the shuk. Now Tosis points out that if the animals do damage, then in such a case there is recourse for the nizik. But a lot of times, Rav Yosef pointed out, the best thing is just to get rid of those mazikim in the first place. Take a look at Tosis Dibur Maschil Hanu. So in today's daf, what we had discussed is the man d'amar waltz isha mishum chitzav is also moda. Rabbi Yochanan is also moda that it's mamono in a case in which the fire spread to someone else's rishus and damaged when there was opportunity to prevent the damage by building a fence. You wouldn't be chayiv for chitzav, but you would be chayiv for mamono. Another nafgamina, whether it's chitzav mamono, is whether you be chayiv for Tamun, that when it's your money, then your halacha would make sense that you'd be potter for Tamun. However, if it's your chetz, then you would be chayiv. The nafkamina, whether we say Yishu Mishum Chitzo Mishum Mono, the Gemara tells us halfway through the Amud, is Arba Advarim, whether the Eish is chayiv as a case of Chova. The Gemara then discusses the case in which you eat, your animal particularly, eats the cookie and then it damages the haystack, that the Baal HaBehema is chayiv for eating the cookie, as well as chayiv for damaging the haystack, because the owner of the fire in the Mishnah, of particularly the coal, had done the appropriate shmirah, and the animal had furrowed in. The Gemara then says that we can infer from this halacha that you're chayiv for the charora because the pi hapara is kechotzer hanizik. The Gemara does say that you will be able to understand a case of shein, even if you say pi paras kechotzer hamazik, if you understand that shein is the example of neschacha bekosa lahanasa. In general, the Gemara, though, brings many rayas that we assume that pi para is kechotzer hanizik, even though one could deflect those rayas. One of those rayas was an important Mishnah Sanhedrin on Ayin Vav Amabez, where the halacha is that if one sicks a snake, Rabbi Yehuda says that one is chayiv, and the Chachamim says that one is potter. And the Gemara analyzes that halacha both through the perspective of pi para kechatzar hamazik, or pi nachash kechatzar hamazik, and pi nachash kechatzar hanizik. And finally, we had two practical cases of where there were goats that were eating in the Rishus of Rav Yosef, where the Gemara comes out that Rav Yosef has to build a fence around his field. Nevertheless, the animal will be chayiv, and will be uvir b'steacher if it furrows inside, or if the fence falls down at night. Finally, the Gemara has one more halacha from Rav Yosef, where Rav Yosef said that if animals are damaging in the marketplace, you could instruct that the animals be slaughtered earlier than the day that they're normally slaughtered, the day of the Shuk. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Chav Gimel in Maseches Bava Kama.